winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to episode 96 of Look Up in the Sky. Sorry I missed last week, but I'm here. I'm going to talk about the news about this week. I have some topics before I get started. If I didn't say, I saw Infinity War. If you didn't catch my review, it's up. I loved it. I go into some things in a spoiler review, but it's up there. It also made over $257 in its opening weekend. This weekend it made $115. Great for it. Now, can't wait for Winter's Fall, but that's not until next year. What we do have this year is one more MCU movie and that's Ant-Man and the Wasp. And that's what this segues into my first topic. Ant-Man and the Wasp. There's a new trailer last week, put out a new trailer. It looks fun. It looks more fun than Infinity War. Larger than Infinity War. Funnier than Infinity War. Don't get me wrong, I love Infinity War, but Ant-Man and the Wasp would be a nice palette cleanser, kind of like a nice dessert after a huge meal. Also, a new Venom trailer came out a few weeks ago. It looks pretty cool. If you don't know Venom, he used to be a villain in Spider-Man. Now he's more of a anti-hero. He comes from outer space. He's a symbiote that gets attached to this guy named Eddie Brock. He's violent. He's ruthless. He's mean. And this trailer looks great, it looks pretty, it looks dark, it looks scary. And, I can't wait for it. A lot of people, not a lot of people, but there's a certain amount of people that kind of upset that Spider-Man is not involved. I personally don't care. He's a cool character. To me, he doesn't need Spider-Man. Everyone thinks Peter Parker might have a cameo. I don't know how that's possible. If technically this is in the MCU, especially after Infinity War, if you know what happens to Peter, then it ain't possible. But if you don't, I'm not going to tell you. Go see Infinity War and then we'll talk. But yeah, this new Venom trailer looks pretty cool. Can't wait for it. Can't wait for Ant-Man and the Wasp. Nothing more to it. There's a new YouTube show out, YouTube Red Show. I want to take a minute and talk about. This show came out last week. You binge it, it's 10 quick half-hour episodes. If you like Quantum Kid, I have news for you, a show, Cobra Kai. It's a sequel to the 1984 Quantum Kid movies. Only the first three, we don't talk about the next Quantum Kid, no. Daniel LaRusso is back, and Johnny Lawrence is back. Now, in this new show, the wars are kind of reversed. We see a new side of Johnny Lawrence, we see a new side of Daniel Sun, and I'll tell you, it's great. It has the heart, it has the comedy, it has the character depth. This show is great, I highly recommend it. I give the whole show an 8-. I sat down to watch the pilot. Before I knew it, I finished the rest of the season. I had a little issue with the very last scene of the season. I'm not going to say what it is, but it could undo some of the greatness we saw in this season, next season. But I'm not worried about it. I have a few theories that maybe will come true. But yeah, go watch Cobra Kai on YouTube Red. Yes, you have to sign up for it, but you get a 30-day trial, so you can get the show, watch the show, and then unsubscribe, or maybe keep it. Yeah, I really liked the season of Cobra Kai. Really good. And I think I'm doing it for this week, the coming this night. Infinity War came out last week. It was number one in the box office. Also in the box office, Black Panther jumped up to number 5 last week. Number 2 MCU movies in the top 5 last week. That's pretty badass. Alright, well, that would do it for this week. Then come in the sky, I'll be back next week for any more news. Again, sorry I didn't make an episode last week. I was busy, but I'm back. And I'll see you guys next week. Until then, this is Ben.